you should be concerned about cholesterol, prostate. I'm really an advocate of that. However, we're beginning to hear about mental health as well. And mental health would mean you'd have to go through an annual mental health screening. But unfortunately, you can see that the concept of mental health is really one of the, it's a very subjective definition. Not even the psychiatric profession can necessarily give us a firm definition of what that is.
No, you're absolutely right. And remember, psychiatrists and, quote, mental health, end quote, professionals were used in the Soviet Union to control.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday. So give us a call, whatever you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd love to hear what you think, and Sydney will carry on a conversation on it. But these are, Sydney, some of the most exciting, dangerous, frightening times. In fact, if I didn't know the Lord, I'd be scared to death. Sydney, basically, it looks like there's going to be real trouble over in Europe. Certainly there's a very good real chance that both Greece and Italy will default on their debts. And when this happens, of course, it's going to be, again, the end of the European currency. In fact, apparently, according to Bob Chapman in his latest newsletter, why both Mrs. Merkel of Germany and Sarkozy of France are already planning on letting Greece drop out of the euro. Probably Italy and Spain and the other pig nations will all drop out of the European currency, and certainly this will decimate the currency. It will begin, of course, to create a separate European Union. Now, they will not drop out of the European Union, but they'll drop out of the European currency. And I will remember, of course, what Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams before he died, and that is when the European currency starts to go, you have 2 weeks to begin to make your preparations. Get out of the dollar. You have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. After that, why there are going to be terrible problems. And basically, why everything looks like we're going to see an increasing tempo of violence in Greece and in Italy. Basically, we have the Occupy Wall Street groups, their counterparts in Europe, in almost every major city in this Western world, they have these Occupy groups, and whether we call it Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Athens, we're seeing this growing level of violence. We're being told it's all spontaneous. If you believe that, I'm sure you'd like to buy the submarine we have in the backyard. And this is all planned, well-financed. There are facilitators. There's money. There's big money behind it. And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces we talk about. And if you missed my latest conversation with Constance Cumby, it's up on our website. It was yesterday, our 3 o'clock program. Pull it down and listen to it. Well, right now we've got Mark calling from Ohio, so let's see what Mark has to say. Hi, Mark. Do you have a question, comment? What would you like to talk about?
Oh, hey, Dr. Stan. You've talked about the clergy response teams in the past quite a bit.
Now, what do you mean by the clergy response teams?
the government had asked like several thousand clergy.
Oh, yes, okay, fine. Yeah. And to intervene if things started to get out of order, they're supposed to bring everybody in line to follow along the government. Yes, that's apparently is true. Through the Office of Homeland Security, they want to use the clergy to control the gullible Christian population.
Have you followed up on that, or is anybody else specialized in looking at that and researching it?
Not to my knowledge. Do you know of anybody who has? I really haven't looked into it at all, but I know that the Christian population has been largely neutralized by the ministers, who, of course, got them thinking about all the wrong things, and rather than focusing on what's really going on. Why, of course, they just, well, Christianity's become irrelevant there.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because there is one individual, he's on radio quite a bit. He's gaining a lot of influence and popularity to the point where some people don't listen to anybody else.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Government under all circumstances, and we are even of course if they're doing the wrong thing, why? Because Romans 13, why we should do exactly what the government tells us, and I believe that we are answerable to God and not to government, and I believe if government is doing evil things, we have not only a right, we have an obligation to speak out against it. And basically, if you go up on my internet site. Or just go up to your Google section on your computer and Google in Radio Liberty, John MacArthur. I think you can read my answer to John MacArthur. And I wrote a whole newsletter as to why he was wrong. Because Sydney, the whole thesis of Romans 13 is that God has ordained government and we are to be subservient to it. And I do believe that God created the government of the United States, but it's been taken over by evil and wicked men. And I think we have an obligation to try to reclaim the government that God gave us. And John MacArthur and I would disagree on that. He's a brilliant theologian. On this issue, I disagree with him totally, and you can read my remarks, what I wrote to him about him and what I said to him. And I still have somewhere the letter he wrote back to me, and we had an exchange of letters there. And for a time, he read my newsletter. Eventually, he wrote and said he didn't want my newsletter anymore, and that's he has the right to his opinion. But I think he's wrong, and he probably thinks I'm wrong. But we are both answerable to God, and I would not want to have to stand before the bar of justice and said, I mean, I went right along. The government said abortion was all right, so I supported abortion. The government said it's all right to fight wars and kill people and assassinate people. And as we did, of course, over in Iraq in 1993, between 1991 and 2003, kill 500,000 children, and we should not speak out against it. I don't see how any Christian can take that position. So I share your concern, Mark.
Yeah, he also seems to forget about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego disobeying the government of their day.
Right.
And because of that, they are heroes of faith to us. I've just wondered about it. It concerns me, especially his influence, because I've noticed it the past couple of years taking a decidedly different turn, and in the people that are, I respect your opinion, you're entitled to it, but the people I see that I dialogue with that listen to him, it's almost, and I'll use the term cautiously, it's almost a cultic mindset. And, you know, we don't need pastors in this country saying, you know, go along and obey, go along and obey. Go ahead and take the mark. Go ahead and take that mark on the forehead is what it could come to.
Absolutely. You're absolutely I share your concern, Mark. I really do.
Okay. God bless.
God bless. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I believe as Christians, we have not only the right, we have the obligation to oppose government. What it does is ungodly and in violation of God's law. And since our government has been taken over by a Luciferian conspiracy, the idea that we should obey what they tell us to do and we should go off and fight no-win wars and kill millions and millions and millions of people and finance the assassination teams that go all over the world. We have special forces teams in 75 nations. Those special forces teams are professional assassins. They are there to keep the government in line, to get them to do exactly what we want, because the purpose of our government is to establish a one-world government for Lucifer. How any minister of the Bible could support that, I really don't know, because I do not believe this was ordained by God. I believe this has been ordained by Lucifer and by the Luciferian organizations, which are not imaginary. They're real. You can read their publications. Go onto the Internet and look up the Lucius Trust and then find out who it is who finances them, and you'll find some of the richest people and the wealthiest people in America finance their front organizations like the Duke Group of World Servers. And maybe they pull their names down, but the first names of two of the people are Bob and Melinda, and you can figure out who the rest of that is. But, of course, they finance the new group of world servers, which is a front group for the Lucius Trust, which used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House. And we find that so many of our wealthy people are deeply involved in the occult. As we've already pointed out in the past, J.P. Morgan, Sidney Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, members of the Rockefeller family, members of the Mellon family, member of the Rothschild family, and we are to be subservient to them? No, ladies and gentlemen, we have to point out that what they're doing is wrong, and that Lucifer is wrong, and the blind obedience to government is what, of course, made Adolf Hitler so successful. In fact, what's so interesting is that if you read a wonderful book by one of my favorite ministers. It's called Hitler's Cross, and the minister is Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago. Erwin Lutzer, in his book, talks about how Adolf Hitler used Romans 13, to subdue the people, just like they're doing in America today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I want to know what you think about this. Maybe you agree with John MacArthur. I certainly believe he knows a lot more of the Bible than I do, but I think he's misinterpreting what that phrase in the Bible says. And if you want to take one sentence or two sentences out of the Bible and build a whole theology on it, you have a right to do it. But I don't think you have the right, of course, to mislead Christians all across America. Well, let's see. How do you feel? Do you feel about... would you like to talk about the coming attack on Iran? I believe there's going to be an attack on Iran. I do not know when it's going to take place, but I have a feeling it's going to be fairly soon. Whether we're talking weeks, months, sometime next year, but everything points in that direction. What points in that direction? Well, we're going to have Avi Lipkin. I believe he's going to be on next Monday evening, and he believes we're going to have this attack on Iran certainly sometime before the end of next year. He believes America is going to do this. We know that within the last two or three days, why the defense minister of Israel went before the Knesset at the behest of Netanyahu, and remember, Netanyahu used to be a member of the CFR, but of course, the defense minister read a statement talking about the necessity to do something about the threat of Iran. You read the editorial on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, and they give all sorts of sophisticated reasons and arguments why we would be justified in attacking Iran. So the CFR had a meeting this last week, and since I'm a member of the media and we have access to the discussions went on there, they're certainly justifying an attack on Iran. And certainly this latest phony report that came out of the International Atomic Energy Commission suggests that Iran, if you read it very carefully, it doesn't say Iran has the bomb, it's got to have it right away. But this is the interpretation we're getting. The entire media is generating support for an attack on Iran. Now, it will not be boots on the ground. It'll probably be bombing there. In fact, it's so interesting that within the last week, why the Obama administration has sold bunker buster bombs to the United Arab Emirates and the government centered in Abu Dhabi. And Abu Dhabi is buying bunker buster bombs. I didn't even know they had any airplanes in Abu Dhabi and the United Arab Emirates. But suddenly things point to the fact that something is brewing over there. And it's going to correspond with the increasing tempo of violence in Europe because of the financial problems they're having there. The increasing tempo of violence here. The collapse of the American economy, the inflationary spiral we've already entered, and despite the fact the government says that the inflation rate's only 3%, why, of course, we know that the price of food is up 13% from last year. That's why Thanksgiving can be so expensive. And right now, let's go to John calling us from Spokane. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, John. You have a question or comment?
Yes, I finally remembered something I've been wanting to ask you. With regards to politics and religion, what is your take on blind faith and blind obedience?
I'm against blind faith and I'm against blind obedience. I believe our faith has to be based upon fact, and I believe that the facts show that the Bible is accurate. And I think that blind obedience certainly is... basically, not to government. I believe we should be submissive to God if we know exactly what God wants us to do. I think we have to use our judgment as what he wants us to do. I've seen God act so many times in my life. But I don't, God doesn't talk to me and tell me what to do. So basically, I think we are to lead moral lives. We are to obey the principles in the Bible. But I certainly do not believe that we should be blindly obedient to the government for sure. Anything else, John?
Oh, I just hope your program continues for a long time.
Well, as long as God gives me breath and my wife will put up with me, we'll be here. With that, okay? So pray for my wife and pray for me, too, so that we'll be here. I won't be around for a while. We're living in the most exciting times in history, and I want to see how it turns out.
Good.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, right now we've got Karen calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Karen. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Your program's been such a blessing in my life. We have a little problem here in Cincinnati.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And as them decided, saying since the vaccine companies will not accept responsibility for any complications, the public health authorities won't accept it, since I'm insisting that my employee so-and-so accept this flu shot, I accept full personal responsibility and will pay for any complications or damage it is done to the employee that I'm requiring to take this shot. And that place for them to sign and place for somebody to witness it. And I bet that the hospital administrator won't sign it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we would love to know what you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the coming attack on Iran? Do you think when's coming? We're going to have Avi Lipkin Monday. I think we're going to have David Rubin later this week. He's former mayor of Shiloh. But everything suggests to me that there's going to be some sort of an attack on Iran. It'll probably be a rather limited attack. It may not. It certainly will not stop Iran from developing a bomb later on, but it'll probably slow them down, and they may not even be trying to actually build a bomb. I suspect this is all political theater. Why do I say that? Well, because I know that we brought the Ayatollahs to power back in 1979. I know that they certainly knew that the hostage crisis everybody talks about was phony. I personally talked to William H. Sullivan, who was in charge of that embassy in Iran before they took the hostages. He told me he was there and that was his embassy. And, of course, there's some of the Iranians that come in and that actually seized it for a couple of days. And they said, look, if you allow the Shah of Iran to come to the United States, we will seize the embassy again. We're only going to be here for a day or two, but do not allow the Shah to come to the United States. So when William H. Sullivan came back to the United States, he told Henry Kissinger, he told Jimmy Carter, he told all the people of the State Department that if we allowed the Shah to come to America after, and this is 1979, that the revolutionaries in Iran said that they would seize the embassy again. So what did we do? Why we allowed the Shah of Iran to come to the United States for medical treatment? But we brought in a Canadian doctor for this very specialized form of treatment. Why not send the Shah to Canada for it? Because he's going to have a Canadian doctor. Because they wanted them to seize the embassy, which they did. And then they were quite willing, of course, to get the hostages back. George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen, went over to Iran and talked to the people who were holding the hostages and said, they said, we'll get the hostages back. Just give us the money that you seized, the Iranian money, release the money. We'll give the hostages back. And George Hansen told me, Congressman George Hansen came back and told the State Department, they'll give the hostages back. And they said, George, you're not to be over-negotiating on your own. That's a serious federal crime. Don't say anything at all about it. We'll take care of this. And, of course, we know that they went after George Hansen. They ended up sending him to prison. And all he was trying to do was get the hostages back. I personally talked to Gunther Rusbacher, who claimed that he flew a Blackbird. He actually flew George Herbert Walker Bush over to Iran to negotiate with the Iranians not to release the hostages in the October surprise and not to release them until after Reagan was in the White House. It wasn't until the morning that he was actually to be became the president that the hostages were released. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. One of the justifications is the Iranians are terrible people. They actually were behind, Sidney, the attack on the American embassy in Beirut, on the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut. But ladies and gentlemen, we know that they knew ahead of time, the CIA knew ahead of time. That's covered in a book we carry called See No Evil by Robert Byrd, who worked for the CIA. But the most significant thing is most of what you know is simply political theater. We think that Fidel Castro is the enemy. He's not the enemy. David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel on a regular basis. And Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. But I thought Fidel was the enemy. That's what you're supposed to think. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Liberty, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if there's something you'd like to talk about, we'd be glad to talk with you about it. But certainly we were just saying, you know, certainly Iran is the enemy. Iran is trying to get a nuclear bomb. And Iran threatens the security of certainly the United States and the entire world. And that's why we're going to have to bomb Iran, or somebody's going to have to bomb Iran, because we can't let Iran get the nuclear bomb now, because it's all right for Pakistan to have the nuclear bomb, because we gave it to them. And if you don't believe that, go to my website and read the Sybil Edmonds story. RadioLiberty.com, Sybil Edmonds story. E-D-M-O-N-D-S. You can get that on the internet. Just type in your search engine, Radio Liberty Civil Admin Story, and read this story about how the United States State Department gave Pakistan the wherewithal to build the nuclear weapon. So Pakistan has a nuclear weapon. India has nuclear weapons. China has nuclear weapons. Russia has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. But Iran, we can't let Iran get nuclear weapons because they're a wicked regime. But people have forgotten we brought the Ayatollahs to power, Ayatollah Khomeini to power, back in 1979. And the CIA had been, he had been living under the auspices of the CIA for many years. We toppled the Shah. We brought the Ayatollahs to power. And fortunately, you have the internet, so you can check these things out. And basically, of course, we trained the secret police that the Shah used to terrorize the people, anybody opposed him. We simply trained the American-trained secret police over to the Ayatollahs so that they could maintain their authority. And then we've kept, in my opinion, the Ayatollahs in power ever since then. Why? Because you need enemies to rally the people behind the government. In fact, Lincoln Bloomfield, writing back in the early 1960s at the behest of one of our think tanks, wrote, you know, if communism didn't exist, we'd have to create it. You need to have an enemy. You'll find the exact quotation in John Stromer's wonderful little book, Nandare Call It Treason, which is available from Radio Liberty. But look up Lincoln Bloomfield, and you'll find that. In fact, I think Dr. Cuddy uses that quotation in his little book, which we carry now, called The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. And Lincoln Bloomfield, writing in the early 1960s, said if communism didn't exist, we'd have to invent it. And I believe we create our enemies. And I believe, of course, the perfect example, as we've mentioned many times, is Cuba and Fidel Castro. Well, we know about the very close and friendly relationships between Fidel Castro and the people who control our country. I know when I was back at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters in New York City at 5868th Street, I was there on several occasions going to their secret records. Why, of course, secret, they're public records. They're some of the records we saw. I don't think anybody else had ever gone through because they were not open to the public until they were something like 25 or 35 years old. And I specifically went back and got permission to go through them. I found they were planning on starting the Second World War in 1938. That was 3 years before America entered the war. And the question was how we were going to get into a World War II. 1938, they were already planning on the war. Most Americans didn't want to go to war, but of course this group of evil people did. But basically, of course, I found out that Fidel Castro and dictators from throughout the world came to the Council on Foreign Relations regularly to give talks. And thanks to David Rockefeller, and we are indebted to him for his book, Memoirs, which we do carry, he tells you how his daughters go down to visit Fidel on a regular basis. At least one of them is going down there, certainly almost every year. One of David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit this wicked communist who's the enemy of the United States, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. Why would that be? Why would this wicked communist be coming up to visit David Rockefeller? Well, very simply, because communism has been created so we would have an enemy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I suspect this is true with so much of what's going on. Oh, communist China is the enemy. But if communist China is the enemy, why have we transferred nuclear technology to them? Why did Bill Clinton give them the plan so that they could MIRV their missiles? Basically, they tried to MIRV their missiles. They kept crashing. So we gave them the technology so they could MIRV their missiles and target American targets more efficiently. Why would you do that? Well, it said that somebody had given Bill Clinton a campaign contribution of $100,000. Do you honestly believe that? If that's really true, he should have been tried for treason, but he wasn't. We've done everything we could to build up the economy of communist China. Most of what you think you know just isn't true, and the same thing is true with Russia. We've financed Russia since its inception. If you haven't read Dr. Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, or I've seen my DVD with Dr. Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or certainly read Dr. Sutton's book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, understand everything you think you know is simply contrived. And so we have all these supposed enemies out there, Iran among them, that we've got to be so concerned about. And yet we financed Iran. We provided them with weapons during the Iran-Iraq war. We supplied both the Iranians and the Iraqis during that war, because that's what Iran-Contra was all about. Nothing as it appears to be. And now, of course, we're told, oh, we're going to have to do something about the wicked Iranians. And if you ever saw somebody look like they say came from Central Casting, it is Ahmadinejad. Looks like he came from Central Casting. He was created, and he has his little wind jacket, just as Fidel Castro has his beard and his fatigues. And Arafat had his little red band handkerchief. And these are all created for your entertainment. And the entertainment of the American people. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. And how are we doing, Mike?
I'm doing very well.
Do you have a question or comment?
Sure.
Do you have a question or comment?
Well, a comment. I just finished reading your Brotherhood of Darkness.
Well, what do you think?
Well, it opened my eyes.
Well, I'm glad it did. I just hope that it will change the way you look at the world.
It has. I have seen other things of a Christian nature, and they did me some good. But this was a wonderful piece of work, the way you wrote it and the way you brought it to a climax at the end.
Well, that's what it was all about. You don't want to get the punchline of the very first chapter. But anyway, I'm glad it helped. I hope it will draw you closer to the Lord. And I hope maybe you'll want to see some of Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful DVDs. We do carry them. And certainly his Final Countdown, which 10 DVDs in a series, pointing out all the things that are happening today, which are prophesied in the Bible. The prophecies of the Bible are coming to pass. How could that be? I mean, this was written thousands of years ago, and yet these things are coming to pass today. And once you realize that, you begin to realize the validity of the Scriptures. And I hope you, do you ever hear of Pastor Crone, of what he does, our program?
I have not, but I've made a note of him here.
All right, fine. Well, I hope that you at least get that. The one set is called Final Countdown. We have a number of the sets he's done, but I think this is so apropos with what is taking place today as we're really approaching a political climax in America, but behind everything are these powerful spiritual forces. Anything else you'd like to say, Mike?
Well, just one thing. I'm feeling better, and or I'm not sure what to put it, but I'm in better shape. I wasn't in bad shape, but I'm in better shape now after reading that book and other Christian materials. And yet I'm looking at this world with this tremendous disaster about to happen. I don't know.
Well, but basically the thing is that this is a spiritual battle. And what you're seeing is this eternal battle that has existed since the time of Adam. Between God and Satan, and we are called to do our best, but in the final analysis, it's God's battle. That's why I don't get frustrated. I've been doing this for almost 50 years, and yet I continue doing it because this is God's battle. We're to do our best, but in the final analysis, he will determine the outcome. I won't.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
God bless, and I'm so glad you enjoyed the book. And let's go to Kent, who's calling us from West Virginia. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, for Liberty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest it's worthwhile getting. And if you can't afford it or you don't want to put the money out, well, and you can stand to hear me talk for 2 hours, well, you can go to my website at RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos, and then scroll down videos, not videos on the web, but videos, because we have a number of different sites of videos, but videos. And the first one will be the talk I gave, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's probably about 1990. And it was based upon that talk and the DVD that came from it that Southwest Radio Church did the additional publication of the book. Anyway, it will give you a good understanding of what is really going on today. Well, Kent, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a comment about a BBC report I saw on television today, and I think it was just by mistake. It was just fantastic. It was about the supposed American withdrawal from Iraq, you know, and it opened with of course, a U.S. military colonel or something, a military officer. To be honest with you, I didn't listen to him, but he huffed and puffed, you know, and I'm sure he, you know, bragging on everything they'd done. And then they showed an Iraqi man, and he said, we have no water, we have no electricity, we have no infrastructure. They promised us paradise. Where is it? Everything's destroyed. All they did was destroy everything. Of course, then the BBC reporter said, but now the Iraqis have democracy and freedom of speech. Then they showed a clip of an assembly of disgruntled people. And then he was in a plaza there in Baghdad, and he said, now, several months ago, there were this plaza was full of people protesting corruption and bad government and everything, you know. And then he went on to say that, but it was broken up by the Iraqi police, who came in and beat everybody up, and just like Saddam Hussein used to do. And then they interviewed a woman who was like a human rights activist and said, "Yeah, it's no different than what when Saddam Hussein used to do. The authorities practiced the same thing." I thought that by mistake they just gave a whole beautiful encapsulation. They destroyed everything, and nothing's changed.
But, I mean, it was how we destroyed everything. That is the amazing thing. You know, basically, the Iraq war was very successful. Certainly, we did have some initial bombing. But within about 5 or 6 days, America had taken Iraq. Iraq was a first-world nation. It was intact. The infrastructure was intact. But then, of course, George Bush sent a man named Paul Bremer, Council on Foreign Relations with the Brotherhood of Darkness over there. And Paul Bremer, with full authority, superseding the instructions of the military, disbanded the Iraqi army, disbanded the Iraqi police force, fired all the civil servants who knew how to run the water system and the electric system. He closed down the schools. He basically closed down all the factories over there and sent everybody home, hundreds of thousands of people without a job, no income, no water, no electricity. He destroyed single-handedly this. Well, of course, they were trying to do away with any Saddam Hussein's followers in government. No, they intentionally destroyed the infrastructure of that country and took a first-world country and totally destroyed it. I don't know what they're planning or what they're going to do here in America. I don't know. But they've impoverished those people, and now there's no stability. Everything you're saying is true. They've now, of course, installed a government under Sharia law. They've driven the Christians out. They used to be 10% Christian. It was a secular society. The Christians could live there, do well. Now they've driven them all out. There are no Christians left in Afghanistan, thanks to American policy, which established Sharia law. Because, you see, our leaders are anti-Christian. They hate Christianity. They can't tell the American people that. They've got to get up and say, "Oh, God bless America." They don't believe that. I mean, why do you think they've taken God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools? And they object to, suddenly a prayer before a college football game, you know, if it's a state-sponsored school. Why do you think they object to a valedictorian that gets up and talks about God? These people hate God. They hate Jesus Christ. So when you understand this, it all begins to make sense. They hate humanity. They have destroyed Iraq. They've killed at least a million, maybe 2 million people over there for no purpose at all. Because remember, we brought Saddam Hussein to power back in 1979. We kept him in power all through the 1980s. And during the 1990s, there were at least two instances where the Iraqi military wanted and tried to overthrow Saddam Hussein. They made the mistake of contacting the Americans to let them know what was going to happen. And in both instances, the Americans notified Saddam Hussein. And he had the officers arrested, and they and their families were tortured to death. This is the man that we installed. Saddam Hussein was recruited by the CIA back in the 1960s. His first assignment was to assassinate the ruler of Iraq. He, at that time, he was young, impressionable. He didn't like killing, but we trained him. He was trained by the CIA to become a killer and a murderer. And we have books written 20 years ago that talk about that. Isn't it interesting? Can't we never talk about that today?
No, not at all.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. These are not nice things to talk about, but it's simply because our government's been taken over by evil people. And once we understand that, it all makes sense. And once in a while, you will get the truth on BBC, or certainly even occasionally in the American media, but of course immediately they'll go after whoever brings out the truth. Glenn Beck brought out the truth about David Rockefeller. He quoted from David Rockefeller's book and something about the Federal Reserve System. And you remember what happened to Glenn Beck and Dew Dobbs and the others that tried to bring the truth out?
They disappeared.
They disappeared. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Ken, anything else you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, just very briefly. We went through a period back here.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy.
A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Of over 65 stations. We have every week stations. Of course, we're on the internet, we're on the satellite, we're sending on shortwave, and then we have a whole battery of stations, and we're on sometimes every day, sometimes just on the weekends, where we're reaching people across America with the information they will never hear on the controlled media, because six major corporations control the media. That is, of course, AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, Sydney, GE, Comcast, and, of course, Fox. And they're all part and parcel of the Council on Foreign Relations, Brotherhood of Darkness Complex, and they're there to give you the impression you're getting both sides of the political spectrum. Whereas the truth of the matter is you're getting just what you're supposed to. And as Edward Bernay, who worked for CBS, said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. That comes from the front page of his book, Propaganda, published in 1928. And it's still available on the internet. Get it, read it, understand, ladies and gentlemen, they do control how the majority of our people think. And your job is to get them to listen to our programs and Alex and Joyce. And hopefully something that Alex will say or Joyce will say or I will say will change their minds or get them to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or listen to my talk on the dark secret or my talk on the forbidden secret. There's syllabuses that go with them. Watch our talk on DVD on the World Revolution. It contains my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, when we brought Fidel Castro to power. Yes, we brought Fidel Castro to power. So they get my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, and certainly we brought communism to China. We certainly financed the Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. After all, if we didn't finance the North Vietnamese, who could do it? Russia couldn't do it. You need to get our four-tape set on Vietnam, The Untold Story. That's a four-tape, a four-CD set. Vietnam, The Untold Story. You need, of course, to get there's a set of actually three DVDs. You need to get that. And I should say a set of three of four tape sets. It's important you have the information. You understand Vietnam was a phony war. We could have won it at any time, but nobody ever talked about winning it. William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, and General Lewis Wald, a four-star Marine general, former assistant commandant of the Marine Corps, both told me we could have won the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam, and we were told we couldn't do that. If we did that, we'd get into a war. And 58,000 American boys were sacrificed going up Hamburger Hill and coming down Hamburger Hill and going back up Hamburger Hill again and coming off of Hamburger Hill and then going up Hamburger Hill again. It was all a matter of just slaughtering our boys. We never were allowed to try to win in Vietnam any more than we're going to be allowed to win in this battle against organized evil throughout the world. These are all military exercises, ladies and gentlemen. Military exercises where millions of people will die. But, of course, it's a distraction, and because Vietnam was a distraction, so they could bring in the great new departures in health and education and welfare. That's when Medicare came in, and Medicaid came in, and all these socialist programs came in. If you doubt that, you need to read the lead article in Foreign Affairs magazine, January 1967, by McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. McGeorge Bundy, National Security Advisor, he will tell you, The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we were to pull out of Vietnam, there'd be strong reaction against our domestic programs. It was a great diversion, ladies and gentlemen, just like most of what's going on today. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. Well, in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Murphy. And, hi, Michael, how are we doing? Oh, let's get Michael up here. Hi, Michael, how are we doing?
Doing great, Dr. Stan. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. And Michael has certainly done a couple of great DVDs that we do carry. And but he did one. Now, you did that one on What in the World Are They Spraying, didn't you?
That is correct. I co-produced that with the well-known G. Edward Griffin. I know he's been on your program a number of times.
Well, Ed's been my friend. I've known Ed for 49 years this December. And certainly the first time we ever met. And we've been friends ever since that time. I've had the greatest respect for him. And then didn't you do another one on cancer, forbidden cures?
You know, I was not. I focused my attention on the chemtrail geoengineering issue.
All right, fine. Well, then let's talk a little bit about, of course, because you've actually done some recent interviews now. Of course, your original DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying, goes into this whole idea of geoengineering the atmosphere. But, of course, you've completed that, we do carry that DVD. We think it's important. But you've actually had some interviews with people going into the fact that they really are spraying things in the atmosphere. Why don't you pick up the story? You've got a great little DVD on YouTube now going into the background of the geoengineering of the atmosphere and the fact they really are spraying. You pick up the story of what you found since you completed the What in the World Are They Spraying?
Well, absolutely, and as you know, and What in the World Are They Spraying, we actually illustrated that geoengineers' our proposals contain spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum oxide into our skies. Now, they say that these programs are to actually cool the planet by blocking the sun with this aluminum oxide and other particles and reflecting it back in the space. What we have found, a number of studies suggest, is I outlined in my latest little video, that putting aerosols into our sky will actually create a short-term cooling, but an overall warming of the planet, because those aerosols actually act as a blanket. And we have seen nighttime highs increase in the past 10 years. So, you know, besides the fact that aluminum oxide and other particles, stratospheric aerosol geoengineering programs are highly toxic, not only to human health, but also to our ecology. And And Dr. Stan, the forest collapse is happening so quickly. Aluminum not only changes our pH of soils, but it also shuts down root systems on plants. So it's a deep concern. But what we have found in terms of the damage that these programs create, we have found that there is an incredible hole in our ozone. And, of course, you know, engineers are very open that their programs of spraying these aerosols into our atmosphere will create holes in our ozone. So we put some of that info on my last video, Why in the World Are They Spraying? That can be found on truthmediaproductions.us.
Oh, I think it's important that people understand that they're spraying aluminum into our atmosphere. Aluminum gets into the soil, it gets into the water, it gets into the bark of the trees, it gets into the roots, it gets into our diet. There's nothing more toxic than aluminum, unless maybe it's mercury. Why would they be spraying a toxic substance all over the world? We'll be right back. Well, now, Michael, how did you ascertain that they really are spraying aluminum? Certainly, we've done a number of programs on that with experts on it, but you've actually done some interviews where you've actually been told of this. How do we know they really are spraying the aluminum?
Well, what we see in the sky, again, matches geoengineers' plans and proposals, these long trails that do not dissipate. They actually spread out and block out our sun. It's exactly what we're seeing actually in most regions over the world and in an increase of most areas. But again, that doesn't tell us exactly what the competition is. But there are rain tests coming in now from all over the world that show contamination of what many people are calling the chemtrail geoengineering footprint, and that's of aluminum, barium, and strontium. And, you know, Dr. Stan, it's interesting. This footprint started showing up as the trail started showing up, and in some cases, the amount of aluminum has increased by 50,000 percentage points in certain tests. But what we've been doing since the release of What in the World Are They Spraying, we've been encouraging people to get rain tests because rain tests are very good indicators of atmospheric contamination. And again, you know, these substances that match geoengineers' plans and proposals exactly are showing up in our rain. And what we see in the sky matches geoengineers' plans exactly. And there are numerous patents for specifically spraying aluminum oxide and also barium. So, you know, everything matches. And, again, this is not speculation. The contamination is there. So we've seen, just profound changes in human health. Aluminum-related illnesses are up. Alzheimer's is up over 260% in Riverside County. And, again, our ecosystems are collapsing, and our ozone is being shredded. So geoengineers, again, were very open about their program shredding the ozone. And I believe it was geoengineer Alan Robach that said once we start these programs, it'll be next to impossible to stop them. And I really believe that they're painting themselves into a corner, and they have something that's very profitable for certain corporations. And as we found out, these programs, while they say it's to mitigate global warming, again, studies indicate that it will actually warm the planet. There are many different agendas, and I think the primary agenda is a corporatization of our weather. Most people have become aware that our weather is very erratic, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And we believe it's directly related to the geoengineering programs and their corporatization of our weather.
All right, fine. We'll be back here in just a moment with Michael Moore. Michael Murphy. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Michael Murphy, and we're talking about this whole idea of weather modification. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what Michael is pointing out is the fact that if you check, and many people have, you check the incidence of the amount of aluminum in the rainwater, in the snowpack, certainly in the soil, in the water, why you'll find that the level of aluminum is going up dramatically. Where they have actually done studies on on whales. They biopsied the skin of whales. They found that the amount of aluminum in the skin of whales has gone up 2,000%. As Michael is pointing out, that in many instances, the levels of aluminum have gone up. Did you say 50,000%?
In certain tests.
And basically, of course, there are many things that implications of this. Number one, of course, is that the whole idea of a greenhouse. I mean, why does a greenhouse work? Well, basically, the sun's rays come through the glass into the greenhouse, but then the heat can't get out because it's reflected back by this screen that you have, which is the glass there. And so the heat can't get out, and greenhouses are warm. That's exactly what they're doing. They're putting this haze in the sky. The sun's rays come down, get through it. Theoretically, supposedly, the screen is going to reflect the rays before they hit the Earth. But what's really happening is they're hitting the Earth, and then they can't bounce back into space. And basically, the greenhouse effect is it works just like a greenhouse, and basically it's designed to create global warming. Because global warming, why we have to have more government controls. Now, fortunately, it's really getting colder, and so it's not, I do not think that worldwide we're seeing global warming, but that's not because they're not trying. But they are able to modify the weather. And one of the things that Michael brings out in his DVD, and you can see this on YouTube, is that they're actually on the exchanges, the stock exchanges, they are trading weather futures. And you can actually simply buy a future that there's going to be so much rain or so little rain in specific types of the world. And this would be fine if the rain were related to chance, but it's not. It can actually be modified. They have means of modifying the weather. So it's a matter of being able to cheat the people on the exchanges. I mean, you can buy a contract saying that there's not going to be a hurricane or there's going to be a hurricane, and then you can actually create hurricanes or you can create massive precipitation or whatever you want to through these various techniques. And this is really what's so frightening. The other thing, of course, that Michael brings out is that the aluminum is so toxic. It produces Alzheimer's disease. It's related to all sorts of neurodegenerative diseases. And the level of aluminum throughout the world is dramatically increasing. And people say, well, nobody in their right mind would do that. And the answer is, you're absolutely right. Nobody in their right mind would, but we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who really do want to kill off the majority of the population of the world, and they're talking about you out there in the listening audience, you and your family. Go right ahead, Michael. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Who are these people you talk to? You interview a couple of people there on the DVD about this, certainly, buying options on the weather or certainly buying these commodities on weather futures. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it struck me, we know they're spraying aluminum, but I didn't know why. You know, it wasn't until I looked back at the engineers talk about their ability to heat up over 400 square miles of our atmosphere. So I started calling up a couple meteorologists. I said, what is going on? You know, could you explain to me? They said, well, aluminum is a very effective conductor in the sky. It's not a great conductor, let's say, in household wiring, but it's very lightweight. It has other properties that interact very well with different frequencies. So because it's an effective conductor, it can be heated up, and you can actually create a lift and create high-pressure systems and low-pressure systems and literally steer storms with the aluminum. So we know, or at least that's the theory, is why they're using aluminum. We know that they're using aluminum. I went to the American Association for Aerosol Research Conference back in October, and that's in the video, Why in the World Are They Spraying? That can be seen on truthmediaproductions.us. But I learned conclusively, even spoke with a NASA scientist, that putting aerosols into our sky will affect clouds, precipitation, and you can literally make it rain in some areas and create droughts in other areas. And that geoengineering, every scientist that I spoke with at that meeting agreed. They said absolutely geoengineering could be used to completely control our weather.
Well, now, you have a very interesting conversation there, interview with a woman. She's obviously Oriental. She probably came from China, I don't know where she came from, Taiwan. But does she work for NASA? NASA, and she was admitting to a lot of this. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? It was a fascinating interview you had.
Well, it absolutely was. And it was something that we knew because there's a number of documents that show that aerosols do affect clouds. They do affect precipitation. But, it was nice to finally speak to somebody and to get them to speak on public record and say, geoengineering could be used to corporatize our weather. And it absolutely could. There's no question about that. And I think geoengineers are open. You know, one of their concerns at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting, which we kicked off for What in the World Are They Framed, was that some of the programs could be militarized. And I don't think it was one of their concerns. I think they know exactly what's going on, but they're telling this to the public is something, that they need to be cautious about. Well, we know that they've been doing it. But, it was a very interesting meeting. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get good sound or good footage, but I do have a lot of other talks and a lot of other information that came out of that meeting. And again, it just reinforced what we already knew, that geoengineering is in part weather control, weather modification. I believe, Dr. Stan, that there are a number of other agendas to this. But after speaking to the scientists and a number of meteorologists, we think it's one of the primary goals and agendas. And what they're doing, they're taking, it's what many religions are prophesying at the same time. It's this oppressive governmental corporate conglomerate that is taking natural systems and they're corporatizing it. They're actually usurping the authority of our creator, God, and putting it under this corporate umbrella. Why? Why would they want to do that? Well, geoengineer David Keith a few months back, it's probably almost a year, said that geoengineering gives man godlike power. And it dawned on me, if somebody controls the weather, Dr. Stan, you can control every food supply, you can control the population, and you can control every political system. As a matter of fact, Iran's president, Ahmadinejad, said that Western countries were using weather control technology to create droughts in its region. And let's look at that. Who benefits from droughts? Well, if you take a country that's growing natural organic foods and does not want to get genetically modified seeds from company X, company Y, or let's say the name Monsanto, if you have that power and leverage to have influence on the weather, you can create a drought, bring the farmers down to their knees. They will be glad to buy that Terminator seed at a discounted price, and then they're stuck forever. And that's how one of the many reasons that they're doing this. It's not only about food, but it's also about putting together this globalist agenda. And what they're doing is bankrupting regions, they're bankrupting nations, and those nations will be happy once they're desperate for rain to sign on to this, what many are calling the New World Order. So it's very evil, but it's a very effective tool for the goals of those who are evil. And again, they want godlike power. They will go to any length to get it. Unfortunately, it's hurting a lot of people. A lot of people are dying from these disasters, and I sense we're almost near a break, but I could talk about some of the corporations who have benefited here in the United States from our recent disasters, for instance, the Texas droughts and
You go right ahead and talk about them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, they are manipulating and controlling our weather. They can create clouds with the contrails. They can certainly alter our weather certainly by spraying. So we have a number of different things. What are the contrails on these? Of course, the exhaust from the jets. And, of course, they've changed the composition of jet fuel, so it creates much more in the way of clouds. But that simply does not explain the aluminum. The aluminum is being put in by planes that are actually spraying and or by rockets. And actually, our good friend Roslyn Peterson has a great deal of information going into the background of what they are doing as far as the spraying and how they're going about this. But they can modify the weather. And also, of course, they can poison us with the aluminum and the strontium and the barium and the other things they're putting into the atmosphere. Why would they do that? Well, of course, I think Michael's absolutely right. They want godlike power. But they really do want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. Why do you think the infant mortality rate is so much higher in America than most other first world nations? Why do you think it is that we have twice as much diabetes and almost half again as much heart disease in the United States as they do in Great Britain among the comparable populations racially and age-wise? They're poisoning the American people. They know what they're doing. They just don't want us to know. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Michael, you go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Look at his new DVD, and we'll give you an opportunity to know where you get the YouTube in just a moment or two. But I've seen it. It's very well done. And, of course, we do carry his DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the world are they spraying? Now, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Michael was talking about this last year. We had these extensive droughts, certainly in Texas and Kansas, and of course, you certainly just wipe out the crops. Other areas, we had massive flooding, certainly in the Mississippi along the Missouri River, and of course, you couldn't get the crops in. And of course, if you want to destroy the crops, you alter the weather. God has it pretty well designed, does a good job. But these people who are playing God can modify the weather and destroy the crops. And then, of course, the farmers are impoverished and the corporations come in and buy up the crops on pennies on the dollar. They've pretty well destroyed farming in the central valley of California here. A lot of the farmers are facing bankruptcy because, of course, they simply wouldn't let them plant because, of course, of the danger of the this little three-inch smelt. And then, of course, this year they were going to give them the water, but, of course, they didn't give it to them until after the time to put the seeds in. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they do, you know exactly what they're doing. They're creating artificial food shortages, running up the cost of food, and it's already going up, as you know. Then, of course, other issues are there's about a $10 billion market in options on the weather, and they can actually trade this on the exchange as to whether there's going to be rains or droughts and how much rain. These are simply gambles, but a $10 billion market, certainly trading the weather on the commodity exchange is certainly an incentive, especially if it's not God's weather, but if it's man's weather. Most people don't understand. They really do have the ability to change the weather today. We actually have another DVD called Weather as a Weapon. We have a book on weather warfare. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. This is not imaginary. It's very real. And, of course, Michael's done a wonderful job going into the background, certainly, of the weather modification. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But they're poisoning our water with aluminum and other chemicals. They're poisoning our soil, and they're poisoning our trees are dying, and they're poisoning the air we breathe. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, I want to take that a step further because geoengineering or chemtrail program are doing much more than that. And earlier in the program, we touched on the fact that our ozone is being decimated, and it absolutely is. And on the video, there's huge holes in the Arctic. And looking into this, which I have along with Dane Wigginton, who is in What in the World Are They Spraying, it appears that they've been spraying over 50 years. In the northern, the North Pole area, and that's in the Arctic area, and that's where we're seeing the ozone holes. Now, interesting, just a few short years back, we had a UV index that went from 1 to 10. Today, it goes from 1 to 15. Now, Dr. Stan, I've spent a lot of time outside. I live in Southern California, as you know, and I used to never burn. And I know this is not scientific, but I can tell you, for sure, I burn very easily now, and I believe it's directly related to the aerosol spraying and the damage that they have done. Some of the other things that obviously create droughts in certain areas, but atmospheric aerosols, there was a new study which is actually on the Coalition Against Geoengineering website that we put in. It actually obviously slows down our ability to gather energy from solar, but it also decreases rain. Decreases our ability to produce wind, which decreases the moisture in the air. I mean, it throws everything out of balance, and nature cannot operate the way that it was meant to with this spraying. So it must be stopped so that we can have our natural environment back and so that we can give our children and our loved ones the ability to breathe clean air without sucking up lungs full of heavy metal.
Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, God designed this earth for man and for man's inhabitants and man's health. There are evil and wicked people out there who hate the God of the Bible, who hate the God of the universe. They wanted to play God. And they are intent upon destroying God's earth poisoning the population. They think there are too many people in the world. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Michael Murphy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. Do you have a blog spot? Where can they see this great new DVD you've done? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment about this subject, and this is a deathly important subject, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But how can people get your material?
Well, you can see a lot of my work, including the new clip, Why in the World Are They Spraying Focuses on Weather Modification, at truthmediaproductions.us. That will lead you to my blog. And we also have some activism shirts, which are really effective if you hit the streets. And, of course, we encourage everybody who purchases a DVD to make duplicates and hand out for free. So my whole neighborhood is aware of this because I go out. People ask me when I wear these shirts. They say, what are they spraying? And because the shirt says, what in the world are they spraying? And it really opens up an opportunity to tell people about this. And Dr. Stan, bottom line is this. there is no greater issue that we will face in the history, or we have faced in the history of the planet than this. I mean, the implications are simply unquantifiable. So truthmediaproductions.us, and you can also go to whatintheworldarethespraying.info to find out more information about the shirts and DVDs.
Well, we think that the original DVD is great. I think the idea of having the shirts, anything to try to get people to think. It's very difficult for people to believe that they would really be spraying, and if they were spraying, that we would not know about it. But then simply point out the contrails and how they are convalescing into these clouds up there. And certainly the typical contrail will dissolve. These don't dissolve, they stay, they expand, and of course as they expand, pretty soon they cover the whole sky with a haze. And lots of times you can actually see them going back and forth. Now, do not confuse contrails with chemtrails. Contrails certainly are the condensation from the exhaust, but chemtrails are where they're actively spraying, and then you'll see them, these planes, unmarked planes, going back and forth in the sky. Now you say, well, if this is going on, why should they, won't, of course, the people who are doing it admit it? Because if you work for the government, you sign a confidentiality agreement, and if you ever come forward, they'll send you, to tell the truth, they'll send you to Leavenworth, or maybe worse, maybe they'll kill you. The people who work for the government know that there are consequences if you ever tell the truth. They'll target you, they'll ruin you, they'll ruin your family. You better go along with the agenda. If you don't, there are terrible, terrible consequences. And this is, of course, one reason why this information doesn't get out. There have certainly been efforts to get this out through Congress. It's been consistently blocked. What sort of results have you gotten, Michael, from trying to reach people in government about this geoengineering of the atmosphere?
Well, as of late, we've been very effective, and I just wanted to touch on something before I answer that question. There have been numerous reports this week that Obama science czar John Holdren has admitted that they have been spraying or dumping aluminum and barium into our sky. Now, I must say, I have not had a chance to find source documents on this, but I have seen numerous reports, so I would encourage everybody to go ahead and Google that if there's any question about that. And if you can find source documents on that, please send it to my website, truthmediaproductions.us. There's contact information. I would like to see that because that's very important. And we absolutely know that they are. But getting back to your question, and Dr. Stan, I must admit I went off on a rabbit hole. Could you just remind me quickly what it was again?
Well, we've talked about so many various things. One of the things I was asking you is about government officials coming forward, how effective you are being in your effort to contact the government officials and ask, tell them they have a responsibility to get the information out and to stop them from poisoning the American people with the spraying.
Very, very effective at the local level, and we have to realize that our Congress and senators, many of them do serve these more multinational corporations. However, at the local level, it's a much more effective way to go in and present this. Now, give one of many examples. In Hawaii, we've seen very effective activism. We have critical mass now. People are aware of this. And we've gotten together with a group who now wants to ban geoengineering above and around the island of Maui. So we have political support. We have support from council members and many of the politicians in that area who are working with us. So we're in the process of that. We hope to get this passed relatively soon, perhaps this winter or early spring. And we do have a group over on Kauai who is working on this. I know there are certain counties in New York and other counties. So this is something that we have had a great impact at the local level in addressing. And bottom line is this. People said, well, Maui County does not have jurisdiction of what flies over the island, and that is true, but they do have jurisdiction on what lands on the island, and a public official did over 30 tests, all again which revealed the geoengineering, so a trend of aluminum, barium, and strontium. They do have jurisdiction on that. And it's destroying, Dr. Stan, as you know, their natural organic crops. Not all of them, but some have seen up to a 50% decline.
Well, now, what about the palm trees? My understanding is that they found the aluminum in the bark of the palm trees, and many of the palm trees are dying. Is that true?
Well, the palm trees are dying. I'm not aware of any tests that have revealed aluminum specifically in bark, but again, that's not conclusive. What we do know is aluminum, palm trees have very shallow root systems. So, again, this aluminum will shut down a root system. It also changes the pH of soil. So the plant life that requires acidic soil, aluminum, barium, and strontium will make the soil more alkaline. It will start to die, but it definitely most plants do not react well to bioavailable aluminum, and that, again, is what is being proposed and what is being sprayed. So without a doubt, they're seeing much plant life, but the palm trees are looking very sick. Many of them are dying. And I had a chance to spend about a month on Maui where we worked on this legislation. I spoke with many of the locals, and Hawaii has a very heightened level of consciousness, and I think it's because there's more nature in the area, but they their skies were pretty good up until a couple of years ago. Now it's the aerosols in the sky that look like these high clouds that they're on a regular basis. And the local Hawaiians there are saying, no, things are changing. We see what's going on. Our crops are not growing. And it's also been backed up by science because, again, a public official, again, obtained over 30 rain tests. There have been more in that area that show the geoengineering footprint. So there's no question. The contamination is there. As you know, some people have gotten, including the 3-year-old or the 4-year-old who was in the film, who had very high levels of aluminum, barium, and many other heavy metals. She grew up on an organic farm, never had a vaccine, should have very low levels of these heavy metals. But again, they're getting inundated, and it really appears that Maui and Kauai are getting hit the worst. But other islands now are reporting more aerosols in the sky. And again, it's a shame because, Dr. Stan, if you look at Arizona, where I used to live, they call it the Valley of the Sun. And that's because we rarely had a blemish in the sky. It wasn't when I moved there in the late 80s. When a storm came in, then we would see cloud cover. Well, now, cloud cover is typical. They have what looks like high clouds. So they're aerosols, obviously, that are being sprayed, and the sun is not shining there nearly as much. And we're talking about 4 to 5 days a week that the sun is being blocked out in that area. And it's very obvious, again, to those of us who are aware of what the aerosols are. But for some who need scientific documentation, we have that. Tests are rolling in every day. There's a group called Chemtrails Project. And they're collecting data from tests, but there's also a great library of tests from around the world on geoengineeringwatch.org. So it's, you know, just, I am an environmentalist. I love nature. And to see these vipers decimating our nature, decimating our children so that they can have power, so that they can control more, makes me so angry.
I know. It's hard to imagine that there can be people this evil, but this is what we're really against. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Michael, I was wondering whether there's any evidence that Hickley is involved with this geoengineering. And,
no, that's okay. Know what ICLEI is, Michael? That's the International Coalition on Local Environmental Initiatives. Does this have anything to do with Agenda 21?
It absolutely does. We know that Agenda 21 is a giant land grab. They use a lot of things, including Sony environmentalism. But as we spoke of earlier, yes, it's a land grab because they can create droughts in certain areas, bankrupting farmers, and then have those farmers sell the land. And then we have what's called PPPs, private-public partnerships, where corporations come in, they partner with their government, or vice versa, and they take that land up. So, yes, it absolutely is Agenda 21 in many different ways. And, of course, depopulation is Agenda 21 as well. We know aluminum, barium, strontium, and let's not discount the other toxins that they're spraying do have an effect on human health. And, of course, we're seeing cancers go through the roof and other illnesses. So, again, to get back at your question, it's directly related, without a doubt, to Agenda 21. We can thank our friends such as the Clintons, the Bushes, now the Obamas, who have been supporting this legislation to move forward and supporting these dangerous programs and implementing them.
All right, very well said. Now, Jack, did you have another question?
Yes, Michael, I have steam jets really low with a special nozzle attached to the vertical tail section. And this is without binoculars. I've seen this numerous times. Because there are people in the neighborhood who try to tell me all that just regular contrails. Of course, they're not pilots, but I bet I've met pilots who said, yeah, those are not contrails. They're way too low, and they're expanding and coalescing. But what I was wondering is, after 9/11, I heard, I think, Dr. Stan, you might have heard this, that there was foreign, foreign jets or foreign pilots that were patrolling the skies. I was wondering, Michael, is there any evidence that there are foreign entities that are piloting these jets that are doing all this spraying?
Well, I believe there is. I haven't seen it directly, but we do know that they're over every NATO country. And so there appears to be a multinational agreement here within these programs. And what I have heard, and again, this is internet stuff, I like to go by science, but we can talk about what I have learned. And again, don't quote me on this, that yes, there are other countries who are flying over different countries, and the reason they do that is to prevent certain countries from spraying something that may harm another country. I'm not sure if I articulated that well. To answer your question, I have not seen any specific evidence on that, but I think it's very plausible that we do have multinational airplanes who are flying over and carrying out these programs over our soil here in America.
All right, fine. Thank you so much for calling, Jack. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But as Michael said, this is a worldwide program. This is not just in the United States any more than there's certainly their Agenda 21 program. This is an international program. ICLEI is the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives. They're poisoning people throughout the world. They're changing the weather patterns throughout the world. They're poisoning the soil and the water throughout the world. These people have unlimited, amounts of money at their disposal and an intense hatred for humanity. A number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly Michael's on the very front lines of this battle to bring the information out. His DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying, is a classic. You certainly want to get it. How many copies have you actually put out? Do you have any idea?
Oh, God. Well, it's been estimated that over 10 million people have seen our film. Of course, we sold far less. We had to, Dr. Stan, make it available for free on the internet because of the gravity of this issue. But I don't know what the count is of what we've sold. I hand out thousands of DVDs. I usually carry them with me, and especially when they're spraying, I hand them out whenever I'm at the store or whatever. I strike up conversations. And my hope and our hope is that many other people will do that as well. So, again, we encourage anybody who purchases a DVD. We've lifted that trademark. Go ahead, burn as many copies as you can, get the word out. And then, go to our website and get What in the World Are They Spraying on YouTube, and Why in the World Are They Spraying. Check that out and send that out via email to people. But again, your support by purchasing it also helps us knowing we address this 7 days a week. We do not stop, and I will not stop. So any support would be greatly appreciated just by purchasing, and then again, go ahead and make copies of that. Dr. Stan, have you noticed that it's been snowing above 45 degrees in many areas lately?
No, I really haven't noticed that, but I do notice how intensely cold it is here in November. I don't recall it being quite this cold this time of year. Sydney, we do know that Sydney, they had snowing in June in the Sierras. The weather has been very aberrant this year.
There are new ice nucleation patterns. And essentially what I'm saying is, and NASA has a patent. I believe it's NASA who has the patent to make it snow well above 40 degrees. Now, most of the listeners remember when we were children, it didn't snow, usually didn't snow above 32 degrees, certainly didn't snow above 40 degrees, very rarely. But say it's a regular occurrence, and that's because they are modifying our weather. And, of course, that snow lands on branches that sometimes have leaves on them. We're seeing branches and trees breaking everywhere. And, again, those are imbalances in our environment, and they do throw the trees and our natural balance out of order.
Well, what they're doing, of course, is they're damaging our crops. They're damaging our trees. And I know our good friend Rosalind Peterson has talked about them finding the aluminum in the barks of the pine trees and other trees in Northern California. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Michael, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. You go right ahead.
Well, again, listeners.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States.
We do carry Michael's DVD. It's called What in the World Are We Spraying? We have Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD. weather as a weapon. Weather as a weapon. We have a book called Weather Warfare. We have, Sydney, a 4-CD set on weather modification. We have 4-tape sets on chemtrails. We have a 4-tape set on HAARP. We have a book on HAARP, the High Altitude Auroral Research Project, and you must understand they all go together. Now, basically, Zygmunt Brzezinski, writing in his book, Between Two Ages in 1970, at the bottom of page 57, talked about how by the year 2018, we would be able to create storms and droughts, and we would be able to create chronic diseases to use against the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the enemy, and they have created these chronic diseases, new chronic diseases that are plaguing all sorts of people. Diseases like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and Lyme disease and the modified chlamydia and so many other of these chronic infections that we are plaguing, if we're talking about millions of Americans, plagued by these chronic diseases. You must understand what's going on, and we hope that you can will help us get the information out. We hope many of you want to get the DVDs, the 4-tape sets, the books we offer on weather modification, on HAARP, on chemtrails, the DVDs, What in the World Are They Spraying, and Weather as a Weapon, the 4-CD sets on weather modification, on chemtrails and HAARP, the books on weather weapons and HAARP, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Get the information, anything we have produced, you have our permission to go ahead and produce it, and get that information out. Of course, we do want to mention, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so we can continue doing what we're doing and maintain our network of over 65 outlets every week, why, we'd love to hear from you, because that's how we're able to pay our bills and keep those stations and add new stations. And we're just picking up the first broadcast for the two new stations upstate New York. Will be this coming Saturday. One of them is a 50,000-watt Crawford radio station. The other is a 10,000-watt FM station, but they'll both be broadcasting this coming Saturday, bringing our message about the Occupy Wall Street movement to Sydney, my interviews, latest interviews with Constance Cumby. And believe me, everything that's going on is being orchestrated, and behind this Occupy Wall Street movement are powerful spirits of forces, as manifested by these New Age movement. If you don't know what the New Age is, we have Constance's excellent book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We also have a DVD she did when she was our guest called The Emergency, coming about the emergence of the New World Leader. And these people, she talks to them, she's debated them, they're quite open with her. They're planning on installing the Antichrist, Lucifer, as the world leader. They know who they worship. They just don't want the average individual to know what's going on. So again, Constance Cumby, you can get her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. I hear DVDs, The Emergence, and the 4-tape set, The Aquarian Conspiracy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to us 24 hours a day on the computer, iPod, iPhone, or other similar device. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Beside her and guide her. You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 16 November 2011. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. We've got a few more pieces of the puzzle for you today. That's right, the pieces of the puzzle that seem so far away sometimes, wondering, what does this mean? That's what the Power Hour tries to do for you, is to put it together so that we can all figure out what this means. And on a daily basis, we're here Monday through Friday to help you, and we appreciate your support also doing the same. And when you hear the, when you see or hear pieces of the puzzle, we want to know. Yep, we got some Power Hour chatter today. And along with that, we've also got the look at what Herman Cain said. And the reason why I think this is important is because, as you recall, he's had four women come forward and say, I was sexually harassed by this man. His response was very, very aggressive, very off on the offensive front, saying, absolutely not, I don't remember anything. Well, that was his statement. However, it satisfied a lot of people. What I'm going to do after this break is I'm going to play for you what he said in his statement regarding Libya, when he was asked to comment on Libya. If you haven't heard it, I want to know your opinion. Do you think this is just a pause in what he was saying? Because that is his defense. I was just pausing. I want you to hear the pause and decide for yourself. Because if he is saying in his statement explaining why he made that disastrous comment, in my estimation, then that may tell us that he's lying about his other statement also. So I'll leave that up to you. But it was pretty bad guffaw, pretty bad mistake, if you ask me, because Herman Cain should have been a little bit sharper than that. Of course, they're coming up with all kinds of excuses. He didn't have much sleep last night, all that kind of stuff. Well, maybe. Maybe not. But still, hey, presidents don't get much sleep sometimes, I guess, do they? Or anybody doesn't get sleep sometimes. Lost JFK assassination tapes are on sale now. Long lost version of those will be on sale. Got to check that out. And also more on the Penn State front. What is happening in Penn State? What is happening at Occupy Wall Street? All of these little areas of the pot boiling around the country with dislike from the people, one side or the other, who have comments, questions, concerns about what's happening at Occupy Wall Street. Well, we will see, because it's going to come to a boil now. It's going to have to, because the police are now routing them out. They're using those sound cannons. They're doing all kinds of things to get people to leave. And they took 500 books from the Occupy Wall Street library and threw them in the trash. And they said, well, they can go get them again if they want to. So I think you're going to start seeing some tempers flaring, and it's going to get, unfortunately, pretty ugly. I mean, something that could have been a very positive, I don't know, very strong statement for this country, I don't know. We will watch it. Also, I want to give you a little portion of an older story, going back and revisiting. Do you remember the D.C. sniper? We found a Gulf War connection to the D.C. sniper, and everyone knew that the D.C. sniper had served in the military, but I think you're going to find this one really interesting. It seems like we never ever get a real story, do we? Also, I wanted to let you know that one of our listeners was kind enough to email Kraft about the fetal tissue story. You're going to be shocked. And I think probably angered as she was by the response. We got lots of good stuff for you today at the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back. 3 minute break. This is Joyce Riley. 4 minutes after the hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal